Blog Talk Radio. Disability surveillance is like wearing a chain around your neck and feet, a modern-day slavery trapped by those who prefer remaining invisible while inflicting harassment and intimidation on their victims in hopes of breaking them down through restricting their physical care, psychological well-being, personal relationships, and financial resources. Harassers are rewarded many times with success because of their ability to perfect their tactics on innocent victims, as well as their disabled captives are unprepared, uninformed, and lack the resources to defend themselves, in my opinion. Does disability surveillance have to be the prison of enslavement? Not on your terms, it doesn't. Will it be a battle? From my perspective, yes, it will be. Yet, they can only take your self-respect and dignity if you let them. Yes, you may experience harsh circumstances which may create despair. And just like with slaves, much of it is not in your control. However, self-respect and dignity are yours. It cannot be bought, sold, or stripped from you because of actions of others. Therefore, keep them. They will get you through this journey. And you will learn a great deal about who benefits by disability surveillance and what is the reason for it. Are laws written to protect the injured or investors? From my perspective, I'd say laws lean towards insurance companies and corporations. Start with reviewing ERISA legislation and decide for yourself. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this September 14, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. My official website is E-S-T-R-A, pronounced Estra. So go to Estra's blog tips on Blogger for a listing of all legitimate links. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and communities from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a traffic collision. Today's topic will be on disability surveillance after a car accident. No one expects to face surveillance after being injured in a traffic collision. Most injured have placed their trust in the hands of the people who promise to help them in times of peril. Also on our program today is Personal Injury in the News, providing comments on events, holidays of the coming week, my commentary on disability surveillance, and last but not least, discussion on articles related to our topic. Is shock and disbelief experienced when realizing that you're being stalked? Questions of why, who made the decision, and what do they have to gain by harassing and intimidating someone who has enough pain and suffering? Have they no compassion? Do these bullies only go after those hurt whom they are certain cannot hold them accountable for their actions? Just as in Harry Potter, invisible cloaks can be removed, exposing what is underneath. Regardless of the mission of these harassers, you still have a dream, a life, and must continue to find a way back to a rewarding place where growth, fulfillment, and restoration define your purpose. When running into those whose preference is to take you down rather than build you up, step over them, move forward, focus, do not fall into any traps and deceit. You have far too much more to live for. Remember, the most important person in this equation is you. Take care of yourself. Your healing does not improve as much with stress. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. I know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier, Blue Cross, UnitedHealthcare, Medicare, Lifewise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer S&C Lavender Constructors, previously known as Enron. In my opinion, I have experienced good faith from some listed above and bad faith practices from a few. This is why it is so important to research a company before making a commitment with them. In fact, make sure that you also look up and see what you can discover about their surveillance. Dial 718-766-4385 to share your comments on disability surveillance. Again, that's 718-766-4385. The After Show number has changed. Place your comments at Talking About You with Estra on Facebook or tweet at Estra's Radio Show. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave a comment. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Notable mentions this week include start of National Hispanic Heritage Month, September 15th, 2013. And the information comes to us from HispanicHeritageMonth.gov, and it talks about the heritage. Quote, each year Americans observe National Hispanic Heritage Month for September 15th to October 15th by celebrating the histories, cultures, and contributions of American citizens whose ancestors came from Spain, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Central and South America. The observation started in 1968 as Hispanic Heritage Week under President Lyndon Johnson was expanded by President Ronald Reagan in 1988 to cover a 30-day period starting on September 15 and ending on October 15. It was enacted into law on August 17, 1988 on the approval of Public Law 100-402. The day of September 15 is significant because of the anniversary of independence for Latin American countries, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. In addition, Mexico and Chile celebrate their Independence Days on September 16th and 18th, respectively. Also, Columbus Day, or Dia de la Raza, which is October 12th, falls within the 30-day period, end quote. Educating ourselves about each other can alleviate many misconceptions and bring unity, understanding, compassion of circumstances, and improve communication. JustReadFamilies.org has recommendations on books for all levels, which is a great starting point. Make sure to view their website. Hispanic Heritage Month 2013 recommended reading lists to read some of the highlighted ones. There are three of them here. The Latin holiday book, from Cinco de Mayo to Dia de los Muertos, The Celebration and Traditions of Hispanic Americans, and it's by Valerie Menard. Another one I wanted to mention is Chronology of Hispanic American History, from Pre-Columbian Times to the Present. It's by Nicholas Canyos. And the last one is Strangers Among Us, How Latino Immigration is Transforming America, and it's by Roberto Suro. So make sure you go out and take a look. This is something out there probably for everyone in the family. Let's close this notable mention with Presidential Proclamation, National Hispanic Heritage Month 2013. Quote, from the earliest days of our republic, Hispanic Americans have written crucial chapters in our national story. Hispanics have honorably defended our country in war and built prosperity during times of peace. They run successful businesses, teach our next generation of leaders, and pioneer scientific and technological breakthroughs. This month, America acknowledges these vital contributions and celebrates our Hispanic heritage. Hispanic Americans represent an array of distinct and vibrant cultures, each of which enriches communities in valuable ways. Just as America embraces a rich blend of backgrounds, those who journey to our shores embrace America, sharing the dream of equality and boundless opportunity. Many Hispanics have marched for social justice and helped advance America's journey towards a more perfect union. Last year, I was proud to establish the Cesar E. Chavez National Monument in honor of an American hero, a man who reminded us that every life has value, that together those who recognize their common humanity have the power to shape a better world. As Cesar Chavez's example teaches us, we must never scale back our dreams. My administration remains committed to building a rising, thriving middle class, a middle class accessible to the Hispanic community and to all Americans. As we continue to implement the Affordable Care Act, more than 10 million uninsured Latinos will gain access to coverage. To reduce health disparities, my administration will work to educate, engage, and enroll Hispanic Americans in the health insurance marketplace.
Last year, we lifted the shadow of deportation off young people who are American in every way but on paper. Today, I am as determined as ever to pass common sense immigration reform. Reforms that helps American workers get a fairer deal, adds more than $1 trillion to our economy, and provides a pathway to earn citizenship. A bipartisan bill consistent with these principles has already passed the Senate, and a growing coalition of Republicans and Democrats is calling for action. Whether our ancestors crossed the Atlantic in 1790, the Rio Grande in 1970, Americans are bound by a set of common values, a love of liberty and justice, the belief that a better life should await anyone willing to work for it. As we celebrate the unique influences of Hispanic culture during National Hispanic Heritage Month, let us also rededicate ourselves to realizing our shared aspirations. To honor the achievements of Hispanics in America, the Congress, by Public Law 100-402, as amended, has authorized and requested the President to issue annually a proclamation designating September 15th through October 15th as National Hispanic Heritage Month. Now, therefore, I, Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim September 15th through October 15th, 2013, as National Hispanic Heritage Month. I call upon public officials, educators, librarians, and all Americans to observe this month with appropriate ceremonies, activities, and programs. In witness thereof, I hereby set my hand this 13th day of September in the year of our Lord 2013, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 238th, Barack Obama, end quote. Immigration reform will help people of all creeds and colors. America is the United States of America, and inclusion should be broad and fair for all people. Hopefully, Congress will have something to show other than being the worst congressional body in history. Perhaps they will consider doing the right thing for all people on immigration reform. Our next notable mention is Citizenship Day, and that's September 17, 2013. Our first description comes from the timeanddate.com. Quote, Constitution Day and Citizen Day is a combined event that occurs in the United States on September 17th each year. On this day, U.S. citizens remember the blessings of liberty and are recognized for holding the responsibility of citizenship. This event commemorates the formation and signing of the Constitution of the United States on September 17, 1787. It also recognizes all who, by coming of age or by naturalization, have become U.S. citizens, end quote. The U.S. Department of Education states, quote, This year is the 226th anniversary of the Constitution. Each educational institution that receives federal funds for a fiscal year is required to hold an educational program about the U.S. Constitution for its students. There are a myriad of resources and activities which families and classrooms can use to plan a Constitution Day event, end quote. I'd like to highlight a few on the list. The first one, and you can actually find these links out on Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. The first one is the Constitution Center in Philadelphia is holding a series of events throughout the year. You can learn about these at constitutionalcenter.org/Constitution Day. And also the Library of Congress American Memory Site provides numerous resources on the Constitution. These two links provide access. And it's memory.loc.gov. In fact, if you go there, you'll see. And then you have Amen. It's kind of odd. Okay, so I just recommend you actually go out to memory.loc.gov and go out and take a look and see. Do a search on the American Memory Site, which is AMMEM. So you'd have memory.loc.gov/AMEN, which is AMMEM. And like I said, those links will also be out there too, in case you need some help. Let's hope as we make decisions about keeping the peace in 2013, we consider the President's Proclamation of 2012. Excerpts from it. It says, quote, By the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. Today, we celebrate our heritage as a country bound together by fidelity to a set of ideas and a system of governance first laid out in America's Constitution. The product of fierce debate and enduring compromise, Our nation's constitution has guided our progress from 13 to 50 states that stretched from the sea to shining sea. It has watched over our growth from a frail experiment in democracy to a beacon of freedom that lights the world. It has vested in each of us the power to appeal to principles that could broaden democracy's reach. As we mark this 225th, now it would be the 226th this week, anniversary of the signing of our Constitution, we also recognize the candidates for citizenship who will commemorate this day by joining our American family. For more than two centuries, our country has drawn enterprising men and women from around the world, individuals who have sought to build a life as good as their talents and their hard work would allow. Generations have crossed land and ocean because of the belief that, in America, all things are possible. Okay, I'm going to drop down a little bit here. This week, we reflect on the basic rights and responsibilities of citizenship, the founding documentation from which they were drawn, and the extraordinary legacy of progress they have enabled. Let us forever uphold the ideals the framers enshrined in our Constitution, and let us never cease in our pursuit of the more perfect union they imagined many years ago. I'm going to stop there, end quote. Sometimes it's nice to actually take a moment and review the Constitution, certain parts, or just start slowly. I know it's a lot sometimes to absorb, and it's not always easy to find. I do have links out on our Twitter if you're interested in locating it. But freedom should be for everyone, including people who've been injured in a car accident. The same rights should apply whether you have resources or you don't, and that people with power should have no more rights than those that do not, and they certainly should not have the power to harass and intimidate because of a claim. So I hope that this has actually given you more information. Make sure that you're doing your part to ensure that the Constitution remains for the people and by the people, and not for the corporations alone. Because without our constant involvement in politics, many of those constitutional rights might be amended away, and the things that you thought were your rights may end up being something of previous generations and doesn't be carried into the future. Our last notable mention is International Day of Peace, September 21st, 2013. TimeAndDate.com describes it as a UN resolution established the International Day of Peace in 1981 to coincide with the opening of the UN General Assembly. The first Peace Day was celebrated in 1982 and was held on the third Tuesday of September each year until 2002, when September 21st became the permanent date for the International Day of Peace. The Assembly decided in 2001 that the International Day of Peace should be annually observed, and on September 21st starting in 2002. The Assembly decided in 2001 that the International Day of Peace should be annually observed. By setting a fixed date for the International Day of Peace, the Assembly declared that the day should be observed as a day of global ceasefire and nonviolence. That's a nice thought. By creating the International Day of Peace, the UN devoted itself to a worldwide peace and encouraged people to work in cooperation for this goal. Since its inception, Peace Day has marked personal and planetary progress towards peace. It has grown to include millions of people worldwide, and many events are organize each year to commemorate and celebrate this day. International Day of Peace recognizes the efforts of individuals, organizations, and governments to end conflict and promote peace. Now, for a personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers of the articles, unless it's Estra's blog tips. This Monday morning, while on your way to work or traveling to a personal destination and listening to a local radio station, when the news of a traffic collision comes on, remember, for the individuals involved, their lives may have been changed temporarily or permanently. A good faith auto insurance company can help with a speedy recovery by fair, responsive treatment. Yet those dealing with a bad faith auto insurance company can face delays, denials, and surveillance. Wisely choose your auto insurance and employer, which could also be your short-term and long-term disability insurance company. The people involved in the article reviewed this week lost their lives, one in a vehicle, the other on a motorcycle. Considering the number of accidents per week is around 7,000. Let me repeat that. The number of car accidents per week is around 7,000. Considering the number of accidents per week, most types of traffic collisions will happen. Therefore, the more informed and prepared before a car accident, in my opinion, the journey through the experience will help overcome obstacles faced. Articles inspiring our personal injury in the news this week include UCLA walk-on Nick Pasquale hit by car and killed, and fatal motorcycle, and that's by USAtoday.com story, and fatal motorcycle crash on 10 freeway clogs traffic in San Dimas, and that comes to us from the LATimes.com. Drive safely. Your life is precious. Each day, live as your last, striving for goals and dreams. This makes it a life well lived. Surveillance does happen to unsuspecting car accident victims. Many of the circumstances are similar in nature. Take a simple surveillance survey of 9 easy questions at surveymonkey.com/S/758M9HP. That's surveymonkey.com/S/758M9HP. Thanks for your participation. Awareness is the key. Now for my commentary on disability surveillance. From my perspective, the top 10 things to do after learning about surveillance is, first, to contact your local police department. I will tell you the same thing that those before me repeated, that unfortunately, this will not be of any help more than likely. In fact, it is believed that the law is on the side of auto insurance companies and employers, and particularly because of the contract signed at the time of accepting benefits. Reading the fine print is important, yet where is our legislative body in all of this? Who will stand up against the abuse of harassment and intimidation due to filing auto insurance claim or a short or long-term disability claim after being in a car accident? Do as those before you. Think of this as documenting what is happening to you. Next, accept that this is really happening. It's very difficult to get your mind around this. The why question continues to surface. And the answers, in my opinion, is not that far away. It's called money. More for the investors and less for the injured or sick. You can be better prepared and informed. Learn how to be your best advocate and protect yourself as much as possible. Expect little or no privacy tips. Number 3, typically they have a lot of information, and in my opinion, some of it is accurate and some of it is speculation. Remember, they are attempting to build a case against you, so they may be desperate to create or find anything they can. Yet go on about rebuilding your life. They may want to make you a hostage or a slave to them, but don't allow it. Continue on with recovery and go on the best you can. Remember, it is a car accident that placed you in this situation. There is no need for you to be intimidated by harassers for it. Number 4, build up a strong emotional IQ. What this means is that you will face things never imagined, so psychologically you must be prepared for the things that are about to come your way. Attempts will be made to discourage, create a hopeless atmosphere, to get you to believe that they have all the power, so there's nothing you can do. Don't believe them. Never give up. This is your life, and in my opinion, they have no ownership of it. Furthermore, they do not have the right to mistreat and abuse you. Yet, in my opinion, this happens all the time. However, you continue to focus on renewing yourself and getting well. Do not engage their behavior, and believe me, they will try to engage you, and do not allow them to make you afraid. Document what they say and do to you. Your power and your will is yours alone. Never turn this over. Yes, they will follow you even to public bathrooms. They will look inside the windows of your home. In fact, they will park right in front of where you live, yet continue on. Remember, the most important person in this equation is you. And this is why the name of this program is Talking About You. Number 5. Today, almost everyone has a cell phone with a camera. Document your experience. Both pictures and videos say a lot. Number 6. Remember their license plate, faces, children, pets, etc. Also remember the locations that you may see them when perhaps on their own time. You may be fortunate enough to stumble upon some of their routines. Number 7. Trust and believe in yourself. Do not let doubt slip into your mind. There will be many mind games played upon you, in my opinion. Yet be vigilant in being true to yourself. This is one of the main ingredients of making it through this journey. Number 8, share your experiences with others. I found great comfort in learning how others survived this traumatic experience, and unfortunately, this was more common than I thought. As you gain more experience and more knowledge, your ability to cope with their interference and respond to their harassment and intimidation will be more effective. Number 9. From my perspective, harassers may request the help of people you may know in order to become more effective in their cause and supply more pressure to you. Pay attention and be aware of your surroundings. If you are noticing changes, you may want to observe and investigate their actions. But the most important thing to do is to stay true to yourself and not to be led astray by the actions and behaviors of others. And number 10, know that you can and will make it through anything thrown your way. You will learn, grow, think in ways never imagined. Perhaps an innocence will be lost. Your precious perceptions will grow. Your life perceptions will grow. Take this bad situation and find something good in it. It is there, albeit sometimes hard to find. Make sure to read, listen, or watch archive and live programs for encouragement and information. It will help you take surveillance one day at a time and provide suggestions of possible solutions to everyday hassles. Thanks for sharing part of your day with me. Remember to like Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips on Facebook while looking at today's links. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, Musicians Force M, Jamendo, Lennox Fleury, El Shaddai, Marie Benary, Image, and the song Day by Day, and the articles from Estra's Blog Tips on Blogger for making our show more interesting. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. Remember, if under surveillance, keep your chin up. You can make it through this journey. I'm there with you.
information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you.